8 o'clock on a Tuesday. That was Bob Dylan, believe it or not. Most of the time off the album, Oh Mercy. It's a brand new one on 88. I don't think it's one of his most memorable tunes, but you know, it is what it is. What we are going to do right now is introduce you again to, Barry Chapman from Chapman Plumbing. He needs very little introduction, but I'll give you an introduction anyway. Chapman Plumbing is a legend in Ballita. They are the leak specialists, the drain specialists, and the...
geyser specialists.
Exactly that. And I wanted to ask Barry what the most unusual or challenging problem, plumbing-related, is that that you've ever encountered, and how did you solve it? Because one hears these apocryphal tales of plumbing that can actually be quite scary or hilarious or both, and sometimes you can't even talk about them because, you discover some interesting stuff in your trade, shall we say. But for radio purposes and for the fact that, you know, obviously we want to keep things tidy, what can you talk about?
Well, so we'll start this one off with it. It's unbelievably small little challenge that once we found it, we wanted to beat our heads against the wall. And I actually ended up phoning the operations director of the Institute of Plumbing South Africa to come out and put two brains together so that we could try and figure this one out. And basically what was happening in this particular dwelling was when the shower was going, or the basin was going, or the bath was going, there was a click, click, click noise in the roof. There was a suspended ceiling, so a concrete slab with a little 150mm gap with a pipe running through it. And we couldn't figure out what it was. And eventually we had the guys come out, and we sat and chatted a little while, and we cut a hole into the ceiling. And the holder bat that was holding the pipe had dropped down slightly and was sitting on the framework of the ceiling. And it was the hot water pipe. And when the water ran through the pipe and the pipe heated up, it expanded. And that expansion, as the pipe got bigger, was the click, 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 click. And then when it ended, it then click, 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 click back down.
So it was expanding and contracting that much?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I mean, such a piddly little thing as a holder bat that just failed and the pipe dropped down onto the ceiling. You know, it's one of those things where you rack your brain for ages and ages and ages trying to figure out where this is coming from, what it could be. I can't believe it's that because we're using composite pipes now. It sounds like a metal on metal sound. And, you know, we went through this whole thing, and eventually we were trying to process of eliminate this whole thing without creating damage to the client's property unnecessarily. And eventually we were left with no other choice but to cut the ceiling open.
Wow. You say you're using composite pipes. Was it a composite pipe expanding and contracting?
Mm, yeah.
Why is it preferable to use composite? I presume that's like polycob or something like that, like a plastic-looking pipe.
Yeah, so copper, old school plumbers, copper's always the best thing to use. But unfortunately, it's the best thing for people to take to the scrapyard as well. So that's out of being forced not to use it anymore because of the theft factor, we've had to move over to different piping systems. So the composite piping is a PEX. It's basically a plastic with an aluminium layer in it and another layer of PEX or plastic on the inside of it. The one thing with the aluminium inside of it, it gives the pipes rigidity and also gives it a memory. So if you need to bend it into a shape, it can hold its shape as well. And there's no scrap value to it. The pipe itself is a little bit cheaper. The fittings are unfortunately more expensive. So when it goes to composite pipe as opposed to copper pipe, you're almost on a level playing field.
But the advantages are that you're not going to get vandalized necessarily, because that, I believe, has been a nightmare for some absentee home owners that have been away or, you know, have a holiday home, and they discover to their great cost that someone has been in to remove their pipes and left the 100%. Water flowing.
So I'll give you an example. Top of Ballito, we went to go look at a house. It's a holiday home. They unfortunately didn't have a armed response reaction company connected to the house. They went into the house. They broke a couple of the windows open to gain access. They broke all the basins. They smashed mixers and stuff out of the walls. They even broke the bars to get the handles off the side of the bars. Broke sinks to rip out the mixers. They literally broke everything they touched. Between Chapman Plumbing and the contractor, the electrician, sorry, they stripped out all the electrics out of the plugs and everything. Wow. As well, and dismantled the geyser in the roof. So the plumber, the electrician, the contractor, and the window guy that came in, the cost was 380,000 rand to rectify that property from all the damage.
Sure. Does insurance cover that sort of thing?
Insurance would cover it. It's theft.
Wow.
And between myself and the electrician, we kind of quantified the amount of wire that was stolen and the taps and everything that were stolen. And we came to an amount, like overestimated, of probably about 3.5 grand that the Oaks would have got for the scrap value of.
So they caused nearly 400,000 rand worth of damage and probably, possibly returned less than 3,000 rand in their
100%,
pocket.
100%, yeah.
Unbelievable.
So that's why, I mean, vacant home. Try not leave it vacant, first off. Try get somebody to stay there, even if it's a house sitter or something. But, you know, we've got security companies around to look after your properties as well.
Yeah, and that leads us to our next and sort of conclusive question for today. I believe that there is an advantage now because the Chapman network is expanding quite nicely, and you've got a deal with Chapman Security, I believe. Extremely valuable to those that are suffering from plumbing-related requirements that need labor.
Yeah, so Alex Chapman and myself had a nice good chat, and you know, we've both got a pretty good surname, I thought. And
not related.
No.
Yeah, I'm
not related at all. And we came together and I said to him, you know, Alex, let's start networking a little bit. Let's get out there to our clients, and let's give your clients a little bit of a benefit. So I've spoken to Alex, and Alex is going to allow us as Chapman Plumbing to give a 10% discount to his clients on our labor work that get carried out on the property. And then there's also a partnership with Axis FMS. They do tracking and stuff with Chapman Security, and there's a whole little... So we're trying to build a little... You know, like we had
a mutually beneficial network.
100%.
I like that. In fact, that's big. That's good thinking. We did the same thing with the Dream Team operation.
Yes.
On Stella Road, our property, the Life and Style headquarters, HQ. It was wonderful to see the collaboration, because you can then choose your partners, and you know, because there's nothing worse, I would imagine, than doing it. Some kind of collaboration, but you don't have input into who the collaboration is going to be with, and you don't therefore have necessarily the control into the final product that you would like, because you might have a substandard element that wasn't of your choosing.
That was the whole thing about the Dream Team, is we were all contractors that had been working with each other for a long, long time. We weren't shy to talk to each other and go, hey, Dave, your guys messed up over there. You might need to just let them have a look. So that kind of communication, constant communication, and always looking after your fellow contractor on site, which is something today that's not really out there anymore. Everybody's all about themselves. And that Dream Team concept ended up becoming my home team. And that team still goes around
together.
Yeah.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Yeah.
And that's why when you are looking for help that you can depend on, you don't want to start scratching around, because the bottom line is you go to social media, you don't know who you're dealing with. It's always particularly in a region like this, it's big enough to give you the best, but it's small enough to be connected. And that's what 100%. We're talking about here. And we're connected with our friend Barry and the Chapman Plumbing team. They are the leak specialist, the drain specialist, the geyser specialist, and they're also very close to life and style these days. It's very nice to hear every time the news plays. It's keeping a handle on things. And we'll chat again in a week's time with more plumbing-related bits and pieces. Always interesting.
Thank you very much.
Barry Chapman from Chapman Plumbing.
Hi, I'm Kerry Miller, and recently my shit hit the fan, so I called Barry at Chapman Plumbing. Are you tired of dealing with a naughty drain that just won't behave? Ugh, is your water meter running like it's training for the Comrades Marathon? Well, it's time to call in the experts, and the experts are Chapman Plumbing. They're your drain specialist, your geyser specialist, and of course, your leak specialist. From plumbing, planning, to installing, checkups, and repairs. So when you need a plumber fast, call Barry at Chapman Plumbing. He's got you covered.